And we're back here on the Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coach's Corner. The Mid-Prairie girls basketball team had a scrimmage earlier this week. They took on Clear Creek Amana, and what a heck of a game that was. Double overtime win for the Golden Hawks. And a big part of that is Maya Lugar. It was a 52-48 win, and she scored 25 of those 52 points. As a result, she is this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week, and she joins me now. This interview is presented to you by Car Doctor. Maya, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
So, you're just a sophomore this year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, starting off trying to get to know you a little better. Besides basketball, what are some other sports that you like to play?
I really enjoy volleyball and softball as well.
Cool. And just those three for you then? In terms of athletic seasons? And which of those three would you say is your favorite and why?
Definitely basketball. I don't know why. Just over the years, I've grown a really strong liking for it, and I love the pace of the game and the intensity, and I just really enjoy it.
Any other clubs or activities or anything that you're involved with outside of your athletics?
I'm in FFA, FCA, so like Fellowship of Christian Athletes, 4-H, Silver Cord, Mentoring, and Student Leadership.
Wow, so you're pretty involved, huh?
Yeah, it's busy.
I'm sure. Well, Maya, you are this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week for your performance in the scrimmage this past Tuesday. 25 points for you. First of all, that was a marathon of a game for you guys, double overtime. What was going through your head? Like, your first game action of the year, even though it wasn't technically part of the season, it goes to double overtime. What were your thoughts as the game kind of got to be winding down and eventually hit zeros in regulation?
It was really close, and it was definitely very nerve-wracking, but we really wanted to get a win going into the regular season, so we got the job done, and it felt really good.
So 25 points for you, including a game-winning block as well. It was really clutch of you, obviously. What was going through your head? What was really clicking for you, first of all, on the offensive side?
We just wanted to work the ball, and I wanted to take all good shots and just take my time and see what happened.
And 25 points coming in a game that's not even part of the regular season, and last year you only scored 66 points, so 25 points, that is decently close to half of what you scored last year all in one game. So I imagine your workload is probably going to be increased a little bit from last year. What have you been doing in practice, and what is kind of the layout looking for your team?
So we've just been working a lot. We've really been focusing on defense because we think we could have a very skilled defense team this year as well as offense. We're just trying to focus. Right now, we've kind of focused on fundamentals, and that's great. And we're going into Durant on Tuesday, so we're hoping to get a win then. And we've just been kind of, like, working on everything, like, plays and stuff, and we're getting everything figured out.
Awesome. So I kind of want to go off the court a little bit now. Aside from basketball and FFA and all of your other sports and all the other stuff that you do, that doesn't leave a whole lot of free time, it sounds like, but when you do have it, what are some things that you just kind of like to do to pass the time?
I really enjoy spending time with my friends and family, and I also enjoy, like, reading, and I love, like, Hawkeye games and stuff, like watching them on TV, and once in a while getting up there to Iowa City to go to them. It's really fun.
Any other sports that you like to watch?
I enjoy watching softball and volleyball as well, and I also enjoy watching football too.
Yeah, especially the Division I college volleyball is a whole lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel for that, for sure. So our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, their mantra is movement is your medicine. Obviously, as a student athlete, you want to be as physically active and healthy as you can be. But even aside from practices, games, things like that, and you can include those things too, but what sort of things do you do day in and day out to keep yourself active and moving and keep yourself healthy that way?
I love to run. We live out in the country, so I do a lot of like distance running on the gravel. I'm not in track or anything, but it's just something I really enjoy. Like if I'm not in an aerobic sport at the time, I go on a lot of runs. And also just like weightlifting and stretching, because stretching is really important, especially after you weightlift, just so you can stay long and lean and stuff. And yeah, it helps a lot.
For sure. And is track something that you would consider doing maybe in a couple of years or even this year?
I don't know. Like, I think it'd be fun, but I don't know if I want to add anything else to my schedule.
Sure. Yeah, especially with three sports going on, that's pretty tough to do as it is. But mm-hmm. Hey, you have that option, it sounds like, for what you like to do.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Well, Maya, that's about it from me in terms of questions. Do you have any other thoughts on how basketball season's going to be looking for you?
I'm really excited to see what this season's going to bring for us. We have a really close-knit team, and we work well together, and I'm just really looking forward to it.
Well, hey, Maya, thanks so much for coming on, and best of luck to you in your season opener.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Maya Lugar, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week for girls basketball. This interview was presented to you by Car Doctor. We'll be back with more after this on the Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coaches Corner.